You're listening to the Business Lunch Podcast with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table. So let's join with Roland today as he speaks with Michael Burnoff, the founder of the Human Communications Institute.
Hey, it's Roland Fraser. I'm here with my friend Michael Burnoff. I'm very excited to have you here, especially because you are a travel hacker extraordinaire. So, you are a fellow travel hacker and much more advanced than I will ever be. Tell us your top couple of tips that you would share with folks to make their travel better, cheaper, more interesting, more luxurious.
Mainly business owners are listening, which is really great about this. So business owners, you have a ton of expenses and you've probably been trained by some mentor once to go get an Amex card. And I'm going to tell you, the Amex is a really cute little credit card to give you about 1% back. So learn the benefits of the different credit cards. So probably the greatest travel hack I have is, because I do events at hotels, having a credit card for each of those hotels, I get 12 points per dollar for Hilton, 5 for SPG, 5 for Marriott, which I showed you guys how to do.
Right.
And what I recognize is, like, when you show up at a hotel and you have 25 million points, they do a lot of things for you. My assistant will call and remind them, hey, I just want to let you know that the owner of our company, Mr. Burnoff, is going to be coming. We have a script for this to your hotel. I want to let you know that he travels a lot with you. As you'll see, his account, he has 25 million points, and I'm sure you'll find something you can do. So the big thing I would say for like travel is understanding the point system for each of these cards and using them and allocating them correctly. I have, because I travel American Airlines, one little travel hack I have is I typically will buy the upgrades a lot of the times. I don't always travel hack them, but I buy the status. So what happens at the beginning of the year, I have 3 credit cards from American Airlines and I spend, I think, 50 grand on each of them by the end of the year. So by January 1st, I put about 150,000 in expenses.
Right.
Instantly, I go to platinum status
right. With
American Airlines by January 1st. The benefit of that is you get 3 times the amount of miles. So when I go on vacations, I flip those into other things. When I went to the Hacienda with this $5,000 a night room in Mexico,
yeah.
I didn't want to pay $5,000. So I rented.
This is a room that's a villa, basically.
It's a villa,
you
yeah.
have your whole family. Yeah, too.
So, yeah. It was crazy. It was like $15,000 for 3 days.
Right.
My whole family was there. It was 15 grand. Well, I still got a little cheap sometimes. I don't want to spend 15 grand. I will if I have to. So what I did is I booked through Sapphire card for nothing through the points, the highest level room possible. And then when I got there, I negotiated the difference.
Nice.
So that's one of the hacks.
So what'd you end up paying for the 15K room?
I think I paid $2,000.
Yeah, fantastic. Right.
And then also just understanding that, like, the person at the front desk, knowing who they are, understanding the concierge, getting them to work together with you is huge. So calling the concierge and getting them on page with the person at the front desk.
Right.
There is a person at every hotel that their job is to upgrade or not upgrade. And that person is usually the points coordinator. So when you call, you have to find out who that person is and have a conversation with that person directly. And my system will always call in advance and ask for the diamond coordinator or whoever it is for each of the hotels.
I didn't know that. That's really smart.
That's another good one for you.
I like
it. So we
it.
Talk to that person because that person decides whether you live or die and whether you get the room or not.
Thank you for coming and spending some time with us. Tell me, what is the best way to reach out and connect with you?
If you're in business, you should definitely watch persuasionenhancement.com. Go to the website. That's not my main website, which is michaelburnoff.com. But watch
Burnoff
that.
Burnoff is spelled?
B-E-R-N-O-F-F.
Okay.
Most people add an H, but it's...
you kind of want to say Burnhoff.
Yeah, Burnhoff. Yeah. It sounds like tougher, Burnhoff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So persuasionenhancement.com. Check that out and go to michaelburnoff.com.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's been fantastic.
You've been listening to the Business Lunch Podcast with Roland Fraser. If you like the show, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and follow us at Biz Lunch Podcast on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.